Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, welcome everybody to Pop Culture Stars. It's great to be here tonight. This is Dr. John from beautiful sunny Myrtle Beach, which is actually very temperate these days. We're kind of waiting for it to get hot, but it's great to be here on Pop Culture Stars. We've got a great show lined up. We've got a lot of fun going on, and I'm glad to have everyone here. I am on the heels of the Lizard Man Festival in Bishopville, South Carolina, with my buddy Papa Stro, and we had it was interesting to say the least. So, just so glad to be back here and getting back to normal and whatever. So, great to have everyone here. First of all, I would like to welcome Papa Stro, the Maestro of Wrestling. How are you doing, kind sir?
Doing good. Great to be back on here with you guys. Ready for all the unexpected, as usual.
Oh, we got some unexpected. Captain Lassard is going to dish out the unexpected, but that's okay. Yeah, we're glad to have you here. And again, thanks for being at Lizard Man Festival. It was a lot of fun having you there. And I hope the food was better last time. So, anyway, and our buddy Dave Atwell, how are you doing tonight?
Oh, gosh, sorry. I was just lighting up, doing my usual ritual that I do before the show, and I'm catching up now. So, yes, just lighting up. Had to move everything to the front porch because for the first time in like 3 or 4 weeks, we're actually seeing a little bit of rain here in Onslow County. So,
really?
Normally, when I see it rain, I'm just thinking, oh, God, that means I'm going to have to cut the yard tomorrow. All I'm going to have to do tomorrow is just kind of rake over the mud because the whole yard has turned into dust with all the lack of rain. But I can tell you, my vegetables out back, it'll be like Jack and the Beanstalk. I'm going to go to bed tonight, and when I wake up tomorrow, ba-bam, they're going to be going through the clouds. So let it rain. Bring it.
Let it rain. Is that kind of like let it snow, let it rain, let it rain, let it rain? Well, that sounds good.
Glad
you're having a cigar and your typical beverage, so that's really good. And Todd Saxon, in our outpost in Indianapolis, Indiana, or approximately thereof. Todd, where are you? Are you in Indianapolis, or are you outside?
I sure am. I work. Flat out downtown Indianapolis. Those that are familiar with it, the BMO building, I'm up there on one of the many floors of it. And I live, my zip code was going to tell you it's, my addy's straight up Indianapolis. They're on the southern edge, but I'm still from your outpost up north. I am outstanding the supernatural injustice. Static to be with you all, people.
Well, we're glad you're outstanding with Supernatural. I feel pretty thrilled that it's cool tonight in Myrtle Beach, which is great. So anyway, we've got a great show lined up. We've got some good things we're going to talk about. The first one, Papa Stro was giving us the thumbnail sketch of Godzilla, King of the Monsters, which came out this weekend. And I asked him right before the show, I said, sir, would you give us a book report on Godzilla, King of the Monsters? He was raving about it. And I'm so glad I haven't had a chance. I'm going to see it this week. So, Papa Stro, take it away and give us your book report on the King of the Monsters, the one and only.
First of all, don't believe the critics. They're full of it. This movie is right now currently number one in the world, beating out all the other movies in theater. This is possibly one of the greatest Godzilla movies of all time. If you're a Godzilla fan, you will be in Godzilla heaven watching this film. It's amazing. The monster fights were incredible. The acting was good, too. You know, some people were complaining about the acting, but, I mean, the acting, shoot, top-notch. And I was telling everybody, one of my favorite villains of all time, Charles Dance, who's been in Golden Child, Last Action Hero, Game of Thrones, and several other films was in it. And he pretty much rocked it. And the little girl from Stranger Things is in it, and she rocks it. I mean, it's just and the special effects was just top notch. I mean, story from start to finish was incredible. The monsters looked amazing. Godzilla was kicking butt right and left. I mean, if you're a Godzilla fan, this is a must-see. It's incredible. That's all I got to say. Epic. Just epic.
Absolutely. There were, and Papa Stroh, since I don't think anybody other than you and I got to see it, how did you like some of the tweaks that they did to the creatures? Like Rodan was definitely more pterodactyl with the wing structure, as was King Ghidorah.
Oh, I thought it was really cool. It was amazing, and it just added more depth to the monsters. And it's just like the upgrades to these monsters are incredible. I mean, look how great Mothra looked.
Dude, that's what I told Yuki, all right? Because I was sitting there and I was talking to her, and I was like, you know, Mothra was always kind of cute and cuddly. Mothra was beastly.
Mm-hmm.
That
made.
Oh, God. Yeah.
All right,
and I liked it. No more silly string web with Mothra.
Mm-hmm.
No,
I got a question for you guys. I remember when they redid Godzilla in, I believe it was the mid-90s, and they used the same voice, the same sound from the original 1954 Godzilla film for his voice, for his screech. Did they use that same original one from Toho Films, or did they come up with a different sound for Godzilla?
They paid homage.
They did.
Yeah. Yeah, and a lot of the soundtracks from the older Godzilla films were played in it, as well as, believe it or not, the Blue Oyster Cult song was played at the end of the credit.
Yep, wow. We did it. There was a cover of B.O.C.'s Godzilla, which, by the way, if you ever got to see him back in the day when they had that big Godzilla head out there and they were doing their Godzilla, oh, good grief. Yeah, man. No, it was, the soundtrack was solid, and they kept some of the original soundtrack stuff, and I just, you know, I felt myself wanting to conduct the orchestra when that original soundtrack came, you know, Godzilla theme music came out. It's just like, oh, just too much, man. God, it was, yeah.
Wow, that's great. Well, let's.
And they even had a little backstory to little origin story of Godzilla, like where he. They kind of explained a little bit, like you got to see where actually Godzilla would hang out, you know, after he goes off in the ocean, more or less, where he hangs out and where he gets his, you know, where he gets to recharge his batteries, if you will. That part was pretty fascinating. It's almost like undersea, like Atlantis, if you will.
Yes, exactly.
Wow.
Yeah. Oh, it's
got it. Really makes me want to go see it now, for sure. I mean, definitely I want to.
Look, y'all know I don't want to go into the theater for nothing, and I was just sure I was going to regret it. But man, I hit there. Show started 10 a.m. Fortunately, all the noisy people were not there. You know, you heard the appropriate oohs. Oz. There is even, you know, a touch of light laughter here and there. Yeah, the people jumping, you could, you know, the intake of breath at the moment that would cause you to jump, it would, you know, the seat slightly bounce all the way across the theater. Yeah, that's, I mean, that kind of stuff, but it was all properly background noise the way it should be. Oh, man. Yeah, the special effects that were just, yeah, the production effort was definitely in there. You hear all this, the critic stuff. It's, I don't know. it's like they haven't seen some of these other so-called epic movies that they get, you know, that they voted for. I don't know what they've seen in some of those things that won awards down the way, but this was just hells to the yeah. I'm just saying.
That scene where King Ghidorah was coming out of the volcano, wow, that was amazing.
Oh, yeah, or when he was sitting there roosting on top of it, it was Rodan that came out of the one. Oh, man.
Yeah, Rodan came out of one, and later on, there was King Ghidorah sitting on a volcanic mountain with the crucifix, with the cross.
Yeah.
In the distance. Oh, that scene was just amazing.
Well, what did
King Ghidorah
make?
King Ghidorah made the dragons in Game of Thrones look like baby bats, basically.
Oh my goodness. So what do the critics not like about this thing?
Because it wasn't about the humans. It wasn't about the humans, it was about the monsters for once.
Well, that's cool. That's something we'd like to see.
That's the whole reason why we co-see Godzilla movies.
Yeah,
I mean,
why do we go see a monster movie? To see the monsters? Just saying.
Yeah.
Well, okay, but it's like one of my favorite music videos. It's an old one. It's Intergalactic by the Beastie Boys. Why do I like it? Because they've got a Godzilla-type monster in there. And I like to watch the Godzilla monster. I don't care about the Beastie Boys dancing in the airport in Tokyo. I want to see the monster. Fight the big robot. I mean, that's just fun to me. But that's just us. Glad. Well, I can't wait. I'll be able to pitch in on this one next week. Dave, you got to go see it too. And then we'll be the whole club there. The team of the monster. That'd be great. So,
yeah, I've heard nothing but good.
These same critics were praising Captain Marvel. Let that sink in.
That's just it. I mean, a lot of these critics out there, I've learned in the book business, these so-called book critics, if you hand them, they call themselves book critics, but these are also the guys who were writing straight out of Cliff Notes to turn in book reports because they've got about a damn nano clip of creativity and fandom. And sometimes it's like I said about this last season of Game of Thrones. You got to turn off your brain and turn on your eyes. And, you know, Godzilla, if you're a fan of Godzilla, hey, go out there and enjoy the daylights out of it. Just become some stuffed shirt who gets paid a couple bucks a week to talk smack about every movie that gets out there. I mean, for God's sakes, there's other movies that they've, you know, said were the most incredible, outstanding. That's like if you ever watched the Oscars. You know, you watch the Oscars and they're saying, okay, the Oscar nominees for Best Picture, and there's seven movies and I only know one of them. You know, you know, it's like Chariots of Fire. All of us are old enough to remember when that thing hit. And, I mean, every elevator was playing that damn music and everything. So I never got to watch Chariots of Fire because I think it came out in like 82, 83, and I was, you know, 12, 13, 14 years old. So, you know, later on in life, I finally get a chance to sit down and watch this film, and I'm going, okay. Right. It was like we had talked about Apocalypse Now on here a couple of weeks ago, how everybody just carries on about what a magnificent movie that is. And I watch it, and I'm just scratching my head. I'm going, this sucks. The only good part of that movie was Robert Duvall. And anything with Robert Duvall in it. You know,
he
was the only thing that made it good. But yeah, I've heard nothing but good about this Godzilla movie. And to be honest with you, I don't listen to critics. I listen to you guys. You know, I listen to my peers. And if they say it's right on, then it's right on. So I'm going to get around to watching this one because it sounds amazing.
I know it's kind of corny, but at the end when the monsters all bowed to Godzilla, I thought it was the coolest thing I've ever seen.
Oh, that was friggin' great.
Oh, that was amazing.
Yeah. It couldn't be
there
worse than that Matthew Broderick Godzilla.
Oh, my God.
Well, there was a lot of homage in this movie. There was a little bit of Destroy All Monsters in there. The way they reworked it without, clearly that's part of the history with it, but it wasn't the same old generic aliens routine and all that stuff. They explained why some stuff didn't work with Ghidorah. It was stinking outstanding. Yeah, it was good stuff.
They even gave King Kong a few props. They're showing the monsters all around the world.
He was amongst the list of the 17 different monsters pointed out throughout the flick. It definitely got my Godzilla Jones back on.
Probably, there's probably Bigfoot somewhere. Is it? I'm here. Me too.
I got my glow sticks.
I may look like an action figure compared to the other Titans, but I'm here. I'm here.
Oh, man. Yeah, just for the record, I'm pretty proud. Here we are, fairly far into the show. We made it a whole 60, and you know what we haven't done? A tangent. That's pretty impressive. Congratulations, team. That's the longest we've made it in a while.
no bomb moment.
Look, all it took was something like Godzilla to keep us focused.
Nobody laughed at my joke. But those tangents, they look like oranges, but they're sweeter. And nobody laughed.
Tangents. Like oranges. Yeah. I hear what you did. Sorry, Dr. John, because I are amazing.
What, tangents?
Corny jokes are amazing. Really? FUD. Just FUD.
Okay. All right. Well, we have stayed on
What's up, Mark?
Target because we love Godzilla. That's great. Well, tonight we're going to do something interesting. When you're a kid in school and you come back to school, the teacher says, "All right, write me an essay and say, what did I do last summer?" So us being adults and pop culture stars, we're going to do it just the opposite. We're going to talk about what we're going to do this summer, because I bet we all got some cool things planned. I know I do. And so I'm going to let whoever wants to go first tell us what you're going to do this summer and make it fun, damn it. I bet it is anyway. Who's going first?
No pressure or anything, just make it fun. All right, I'm going to do a twist on this. I'm going to do, I remember my son having one of those projects. He had just started a brand new school. He had spent the summer up in Ohio. We had headed out to Kansas. I was out on recruiting duty. And so Garen gets the school thing, and he's had, I don't know, something like the last 5 months. He had finished up the school year up there in Ohio. Into the last 5 months with Grandpa, God rest his soul, of doing stuff. So what's my grade school son writing about what he did? Putting pennies on the railroad tracks and letting the trains smash them. And I'm like, okay, I'm going to be getting a phone call about the safety issues with that. Yeah. Grandpa taught me how to do rubber band fights. Oh, God, great. There's another one. I'm just glad he didn't tell him about the way we used to build our own darts. And I won't tell that one on the air because I'm pretty sure Brady will have to take us off how we would do that. Y'all can hit me off the air for that one, but that's another one that at least Grandpa didn't teach him that, but I did teach him that in later years. And just for the record, these homemade darts will stick in a cinder block wall.
Nice.
If you build them right. Oh, yeah. So I was just waiting. I did talk with the teacher about that. I was like, no, that's just old school stuff. You got to remember when the old man grew up and he's just teaching the kids stuff he knew as a kid. And I go, and you know what? Did you see him missing an eye or anything? No. Okay. Then they did it with the proper safety. Good grief. All right. Whilst I have nothing like a date planned for this, I am told that my next vacation, family's not coming up here. I apparently am going to be going to North Carolina, and my wife apparently wants to keep me barefoot and cooking in the kitchen. She apparently has nothing but a list of food and stuff made up. She fully, she said that she would have stuff stocked up. I do have a project I want to try. Y'all know that pastrami is effectively smoked corned beef, and we've all had some of the commercial pastrami. Well, recently I had an independent place that uses mesquite wood to smoke corned beef, and that is something I think I'm going to add to the repertoire. I have taken the time to go ahead and look up how to cure your own brisket to turn it into corned beef.
Mm.
And I think I know. I do believe I'm going to add that to the little list of things. And so you wouldn't think mesquite wood and corned beef would go well, but good grief, it is such a neat little twist on the standard format and having that fresh smoked meat instead of that, commercial stuff. It is, apparently smoked corned beef, smoked turkey, and of course ribs are on the minimum of the things on the list. Wife has a few other things she wants me to go ahead and make. On the side, Gary and Casey are currently on vacation. They're doing their summer vacation thing. And they are about 23 minutes into the Penn and Teller show in Las Vegas.
Nice.
And, absolutely. I think they're going to have a blast doing that. And last night they went, that was Gary and show. And last night they did Casey's show. They went to see Celine Dion. And Gary said that was an outstanding show. And, he's seen Kiss and he's been there for the Glam Slam Metal Jam and, a number of other things. So, he's seen Van Halen live back when Gary Cherone was with them, stuff like that. So he's seen a few shows, and the fact that he gave it praise. So big props to Celine Dion. And I hope Gary and Casey are having a blast tonight at Penn and Teller. And I'm jelly on that one, by the way.
I forgot to tell you all. Linda Carter, Wonder Woman, finally got a star in the Hollywood Walk of Fame.
Well, she deserved it.
Yeah.
Yes. And she's still looking good for being
amazing.
As old, if not older, than my folks.
Yeah, she's pretty hot. Did anybody ever see how she has a role in the Supergirl series? And it was cute the way they did it in the role. She was playing the president, and she made a reference about her other airplane.
Oh, really?
Was, you know, She just gave a nod to her old role. It was in one of the early first or second season, and kind of gave a nod to her old role as Wonder Woman. And I thought I was like, how cool is that?
Yeah.
Because it really was almost wink wink nudge nudge when she did it, but it was very cool.
Awesome.
Yeah, well, congrats to Linda Carter. She was great. She still is great. In fact,
she's doing a lot of
singing right now. She's out on tour with the jazz band, and I think she's knocking it dead. Apparently, she's a really good singer. So, something she never really got to do in those old Wonder Woman days. So, yeah, she's really, really doing great. She just keeps chugging along, she keeps doing it in style. So, yeah, congratulations, Linda Carter. That's great. So Todd, you're going to be cooking pastrami this summer. That's that's what you're going to be doing this summer, right?
Yes, sir.
All righty. Well, Papa Stroh, I'm going to pick on you next. What are you doing this summer?
Oh my goodness, a lot of stuff. Jeez. Well, Todd's cooking pastrami. I guess I'll be cutting that and everything else. I'll be on set later on this summer for a slasher horror film called Pain. And the trailer should be out for it really soon, actually, that we did.
It's going to be awesome.
A few weeks back. And then the short just came out that I did called Supernatural Assassins, which is like a horror comedy short. And I'm also getting back with those guys about doing a feature short for this fall, which we'll be filming around Halloween time, and which I'll be announcing the trailer for it. Well, actually, the teaser for it is going to be out for that one soon. Of course, Dust Season 3 is just now... is playing now, and so far the reviews have been great. So the first episode's getting close to 50,000 views as we speak. So
liking it.
So it's really, really doing well. The music video that I did with Something Clever's single, Get With It, will be out soon. It'll be featuring myself and the very talented Renee Phoenix of the band Pink Fly. That'll be out soon too as well. Just busy doing a lot of film work throughout the summer, and there's also
how many wrestling shows?
Well, sporadically here and there. Got one coming up July 6th back in Wilmington, I believe, from what I understand. And I got some more coming up. I got one in West Virginia coming up late August. Up near Charleston, one's in Beckley, and one's in Charleston, I believe, in August. So, looking forward to those. I call it the Buffalo Wild Wings tour, basically. Both of them will be at Buffalo Wild Wings restaurants. Pretty interesting. And then, another film I'll be working on later on in the late summer, early fall, too. Like I said, once I get more info of that, I'll let you guys know. But the teaser trailers to Pain looks really good. That's coming out soon. I hope you guys enjoy when it comes out. And just a lot of film work, basically. A few shows sporadically here and there, and conventions, Comic-Cons, course, I'm going back to the Charlotte Comic Con in August for the 2-day event beginning of August there in Concord, North Carolina. With that, and just a bunch. That's Cherokee, yeah. Cherokee Comic Con, yeah.
Yeah,
hang out with the Indians. The Indians at the Cherokee Comic Con.
October 23rd, 24th, 25th. And that's going to be a blast up there in the beautiful hills of North Carolina. It's going to be great. So looking forward to having you with us there. And I don't think not much in the Comic-Con world going on until August, is there, Papa Stroh? I can't think of anything much June and July. We're already in June, but
I know just a couple Comic-Cons here and there, but I will be part of the Heroes Comic-Con. The Raleigh Supercon,
which I
tried to get a hold of this year, but they evidently, from what I understand, they're under new management now. So they got to kind of fall in between the cracks, if you will, between switching new management. So, but hopefully next year I could secure a slot. But other than that, I mean, just a bunch of other stuff going on with the film world, wrestling there, and a bunch of stuff in the works. So, like 4 or 5 films in the series. It's got mouthful.
Exactly. Now, who's buzzing really loudly? Is that me, or I wonder who that is?
Buzzing. I don't know. I've only had one beer, so I'm not buzzing that hard.
Okay, the buzzing's gone. It was just a little loud. Well, that sounds like a good summer, Papa Stroh. I think I'll go next. We are producing an interesting series down in Rabun County, Georgia. A paranormal series. It's about interviews with some of the local psychics, some of the folks about Bigfoot, some of the folks about UFOs, and we're doing that in conjunction with City of Clayton. So it's going to be a lot of fun. I'm really, really looking forward to that. And Bigfoot might be coming to television. I can't say very much about that, but Bigfoot truly might be coming to television. We're talking about that down in Georgia. Everything happens in Georgia for me, so maybe I'll just have to move to Clayton. We'll still be pop culture stars forever. But, yeah, just a lot of cool things going on, and, of course, we'll be out on the boardwalk, Carolina Caricatures, every night. And then at midnight, when the UFOs come out and dance around, all those red and orange lights, so come on out, hang out with me at midnight on the boardwalk, and we can watch some UFOs. So it'll be fun. It's going to be a busy summer. And then all headed up to the Cherokee Comic-Con up there in Cherokee, North Carolina. So it'll be a lot of fun. Doesn't sound like a lot, but it's going to keep me very busy and looking forward to the 4th of July. That's always fun down here in Myrtle Beach. So that's what I've got going on. Now, our essays at the end of the summer are going to be interesting. We can compare them to what we were talking about today. And so it'll be a lot of fun. And now, Mr. Dave Atwell, what are you doing this summer?
Well, the plan is, and you know how the best laid plans never get you laid best, but nevertheless, I'm going to do the full court press on the work thing, and I'm going to take a little break and sit up there at SuperCon for 4 days. And hopefully hang out with Will Williams for a little bit and catch up with him and go over some stuff that I've been wanting to go over with that young man about with some writing and some filming and everything, possibly. But keep working, get back into the writing, and try to take a couple breaks to take my partner in crime, Kevin, down there to watch a couple Pelicans games in Myrtle Beach. Because he has never been to that ballpark, and he's a diehard Cubs fan, and Pelicans are a Cubs affiliate. So So he needs to get his tail down there. And I'll be more than happy to get him down there and get some cold beverages in him and show him the town. And then, of course, Cherokee.
He's good for him.
In October, and with any luck at all, book number 4 will be in print by then. We shall see. Every day is another adventure in the publishing business. But and hopefully book 5 will be done writing, but maybe not in print. But most of all, my big mission is to work as hard as I possibly can, save up as much money as I possibly can, and then the first week of December, which, of course, is not summer, I am going to jump in my truck and trek to Orlando, where I will get to see my brother and his new home. And he lives 10 minutes away from Disney. So I'm going to go down there with a fat wad of cash, hopefully, and we're going to run some recon on that new Star Wars land down there and see what's going on. And if it's all worth it, I will turn around and drive back February with the family, and we will all go down there and get our geek on with the Star Wars thing. Really looking forward to it. Been looking at YouTube videos because it opened up this week, and it looks they said you can do it all in 4 hours, and to me that's a little discouraging. Because I don't want it to be over in 4 hours. I want it to go and go and go. But you never can tell.
You sound like every woman ever.
Thank you.
Hey, is it August 23rd and 25th, the Cherokee Comic Con?
I always say 24th and 25th. To be safe, I think that's Saturday, Sunday, but yes, it will be. That should be the 23rd through the 25th, is what I believe.
Okay, okay. It's not October. Someone mentioned October. I'm like,
that was me.
Yeah,
was it October or August?
No, it's in August, Dave.
Oh, all right. Well, I better hurry up and make some money.
That's right.
Hey, Dave, you spell October AUGUST.
That's right.
Apparently so. This is what happens when you don't get out much. But, yeah, looking forward to doing that. And, you know, just trying to work. And, like I said, the whole gist behind doing the semi-retirement was not so I could have the best of both worlds, but so I could have some of both worlds, where I'm not working 70 hours a week, got a pile of money and can't never do anything with it. I would rather break even on both and have some cash in the bank and also have the ability to go and enjoy myself for a change. So look good. Look
I'm
forward
happy
to some
for you, man.
Yeah, it's I'm telling you, it's, if it hasn't done anything else, it's done a miracle for my sanity. So just looking forward.
But I imagine that's not necessarily been a good thing for Kevin. Sometimes I'm like, I'm happy for Kevin, then I realize he's with you a lot. And I'm worried for Kevin. But, yeah, you know, but you know, I say that with love. No, I'm so happy for both of y'all, dude.
The new habit that we've established, and you know the two of us, I've often said that there's not one thing that he owns that I haven't zip-tied to something from one time or another, because he was probably 90% of the target of most of my pranks. Now our big thing is when you're running those machines, you can't hear anything. And if you're doing the job correctly, you're concentrating on what you're doing. You don't want a bunch of streaks and all that kind of jazz. So you're focused on the work. You're dialed in. And the new thing is to walk up behind one another and just, you know, bah. And I'm here to tell you, he's gotten me a couple times. I've gotten him a couple times. And, you know, it's all coming together and it's all making it worthwhile. And like I said, it's one of those things where, you know, I'll have time, I'll have money, and I'm working with my best friend. Not a lot of people get to say that, so amen. But that's the big plan. Everything's geared up to making a lot of money and aiming towards the big event in December. Going to see my brother and hanging out with the stormtroopers for a little bit.
Well, that sounds like a lot of fun. It really does. So now comes the other part of the question. What would you really like to do that you don't have planned, but you might try to do anyway? Because we all have that thing that we want to do, but we don't have it planned, or we might not have the funds to do it. You see, we're not like all the rest of the movie stars and television stars. We don't talk about the fact that we might not have all the money in the world. Well, what do you really want to do that you might not be able to do, but you're going to try? And I'm going to turn it right back to Dave. What do you want to do this summer that it would kind of be out of reach, but you might try to do it anyway?
Have a three-way with Selma Hayek and Sofia Vergara. That would definitely be top of the list. I know
well,
I might be reaching.
I bet you could sit there and watch for hours.
No, this is a family show.
But no, to tell you the truth, the biggest thing I want to do, which I think is attainable, it's just the stars got to align, and I've got to kind of shake off the residual scarring from this first go around. But I'm ready to get back into that writing gig where I was writing every night, banging out 3,000 words a night on an average. Having 10,000 word nights where I was up, you know, writing till daylight and that kind of stuff. The opportunity's there, you know what I mean? If it's going to rain, obviously we're not going to be out washing houses during the rain event. So, you know, take advantage of those evenings and say, hey, you know, we're not going to be working tomorrow. I could stay up all night and get back into that regular grind of writing, because I gotta be honest with you, I miss it. And it's so much fun to write. And when you don't have that, you know, you can't do it sporadically. It's like kind of like working out. You can't just go to the gym once a month and get anything out of it. You've got to be doing that every night. And I miss that routine so much. And it's just, you know, when you go through fraud, which, you know, couldn't come up with a better word for what I went through with that first publishing company, you develop this kind of what's the word I'm looking for? You're like a battered pet almost, where you're kind of scared to come out of the house anymore. So I'm just ready to get back into the regular get it on, not writing once a week or, you know, once every 2 weeks or whatever. I'm looking to get back into that grind. And I mean, because that is my happy place when I'm able to write. So, yeah, that's going to be the big thing. I think it's very attainable. It's just got to get it in grid, got to get back in that groove. And like I said, you know, it's just like going back to the gym when you haven't been, you know, you haven't been working out in years. And then you go back there, you're like, good Lord, what am I doing here? It's kind of the same thing, but yeah, that's the big thing I'm wanting to accomplish.
All right. Well, we hope you get there with that. Now, Todd, what do you want to do this summer that you might not be able to do, but you want to try?
There's a couple of things. My get back to North Carolina. You know what? I've been sitting here. I've been doing a year in my own bed, just me, smaller bed, that kind of stuff. It'll be kind of nice to be able to fuss about Yuki hogging the covers and hogging the bed and stuff like that. That'll be kind of nice. But Me, simple enough. You know how I am. There's a couple things on the list. And again, I'll go back to my simplicity. You know what? I miss my fishing, damn it. I really do. But again, what I'm trying to do, what I'm doing out here away from the family really is about saving money and stuff. And I know that initial investment and the appropriate quantity of stuff to be able to make legit fishing trips is something. But a few hours out there on the water with the line in there, just communing with nature, that is a really good thing. So that's one of those things I want to do. Don't know that I'll necessarily do it. And the other thing is, and this is going to sound like a plug, and it ain't. It's none of those damn things. But, that first time that I worked at Comic-Con, that's not what I went there for. And I think, John, I think you remember we were down there in Wilmington.
Yes, sir.
And you were like, Todd, I need a hand. I'm like, all right. First thing you asked me to do was watch a table for one of our mates. Went over there, watched the table. Dude, they sit there. I'm getting cell pictures. I'm getting signed pictures. And afterwards doing that, next thing I know, we're sitting there. We're doing those extra hours. Those hours sitting there that we do with those Comic Cons and all those little things, walking around, doing the papers, talking with the vendors. I miss being with you guys at the cons. I miss the hours I put in prepping those damn cookies. The little thing I would do in there. There are things about your cons that can't be explained. First off, we've done some crowded stuff. Don't get me wrong, but there's not an hour in line for someone, and that's freaking great. The rooms we've got to have the QA sessions with, there's not a bad seat in the rooms. God, that's money. People don't get it. Go to one of those big frigging Comic Cons, and it's like, man, it's brutal. But go to those real Comic Cons and you're sitting there and you're with the people. There's families. I'll use the Lessie family. Christy will greet you with, oh, great, but so will Jeff.
Jeff.
There we were in one of the Wilmington cons. Christy tells me Jeff hollered and sent me a text asking what I needed for food and stuff. He said, don't worry, Todd's here. Jeff's response was, save me some cookies. how do you say that for the vendors and stuff? I mean, just to give some love to just them two at a random shot, And then because they had done the mini family vacation when they brought the kids in, get to meet them. You usually get to meet the face, but you don't always get to meet the family. And the fact that you can have those kind of greetings. And again, one of my favorite stories, damn it, Dave, when you were in that no cell zone at a certain time there in just outside Emerald Isle. You know what I'm talking about, right?
Oh, yeah.
I can't get it. And when I came back with that armband and that arm got held out in that imperious way, I'm like, yeah, I'm one of the family now. That was so funny. I mean, you remember the story, right? Oh, man. It's classic. I got beat up. I was like, yeah, clearly I'm one of the family now. That was awesome. It's those little things, damn it. Who's our girl that sings so well?
Cassie Page.
Cassie, we're sitting there, we're wrapping up in the evening at an end of a Comic-Con. There's a tap on the shoulder. I turn around and I'm getting a hug. I'm just me. Who the hell am I to rate a hug from Cassie Page?
That's a pretty cool thing.
You know? Yeah, I'm just saying, that's just, you're not going to get that at a big Comic-Con. It ain't happening.
And you're not going to get it at some small one, too, you know? And that's where I got to take the hat off to Dr. John, because it is family. You know what I mean? Whenever we throw one, and, you know, you got the usual cast of characters and everything, and, that's family. And unfortunately, like you alluded to, a lot of these other shows, it's all business, no family. And that's a shame, because the best part of doing that is seeing people. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's
and like
right.
I said, I know this might sound like a plug, but there's a level of these cons that is just straight up intimate. It's just Papa Stroh, when Avery, Nick's daughter, was sitting on your table chatting you up, you know, where you know, talking back about when you guys were playing video games together on Thanksgiving. That's just, Avery's
well,
not going to get that anywhere else. Avery was sitting on Papa Stroh's table, and it's so meaningful.
You know,
that Nick talked to me afterwards. He's like, dude, he's awesome. You know, I mean,
yeah.
It's, hell, but just saying, guys, I miss more than you know. I miss the hells out of that. So,
well, hopefully you could take off for a day or two and slide down to the Cherokee Comic Con, because we'll all be there.
Gotta look
just
if
let
just
let
man,
us know.
If that ain't the I just thinking my damn IPA is going to be up there, and I do not mean my Indian Pale Ale. I mean, just for the record, we all know how there's like a gazillion acronyms out there, and like at least 10, you know, any one given acronym is used at least 10 different times. So it took me like 6 months to remember that IPA was Independent Public Auditor and not Indian Pale Ale. My old, I got a retired Navy Master Chief that I work with. I told him, I was like, damn it, Sheldon. I go, this drives me nuts, because every time I called Indian Pale Ale, he goes, I can't believe I let a Marine think of that first. And he walked away muttering, you know, it's just, these are the mates I work with. God almighty. But yeah, it's the, but that's what I sweat, is my Independent Public Auditor being on there near that weekend, because that's not something I can, that's not a week I can go into not rested, because those are, look, I don't mind 10-hour days. I really don't. I love it. I am blessed to do what I do. Just flat-out blessed. I work with some of the most amazing, look, this side of Comic-Cons, I work in the business world, I've worked with the most amazing people, as far as conventional business world, if you will. Good grief. Believe me, I want to try to time my vacation to work with one of the cons. I absolutely do.
Well,
I just know that I'm going to have to burn a day or two extra, because if I want to do my own corned beef, I'm going to need at least 5 days cure.
Okay, well, just let me know, and I'll come up there.
I mean,
well,
if I want to cheat, I can just buy corned beef and smoke it, but you guys know how I am. I want to cure my own stuff. And when I say cure it, I don't mean like I say, yay, you are healed.
Yeah.
That's a whole difference here.
here's the deal, Todd. We'll see what happens, but because we got a number of events this fall, and I'll get up with you on those. But now we know what you want to do this summer. You might not get to it. Papa Strode, what do you want to do this summer, but you might not get to it, but you'd like to? What have you got for us?
Sleep. sleep.
Papa Strode, I believe that.
Yes, sleep is very, very, very much a must.
Yeah, it really is, because you've been burning the candle at both ends. You've been doing a lot of acting. You've been doing wrestling. You've been doing a lot of great things, and so we'll put the plug in for you to get some sleep. How about that?
Beautiful.
Yeah. Although we'll have you at some stuff. We're going to have you at Cherokee. We're going to have you at Georgia Bigfoot Conference. We have a lot of great things going on this fall. So we'll, but I'll keep bugging you to make sure you get some sleep, because sleep is a good thing. People ask me, how do I exist without sleep? I say, well, I just have to work late. But I guess the thing that I want to get done this summer, I don't know if I'm going to do it, but I'm going to do my best. I'm about to finish up my third book, actually my fourth book, which is Aliens, UFOs, and Anomalies. That's going to be done, out, published, and on sale next weekend, not this weekend, but next weekend at the Spruce Pine Alien Conference and Expo. I'm going to be giving a talk on, of course, Mandela Effect and the Hollow Moon. So it's got to be ready for that. Then I want to make sure that by August, Cherokee, I got to make sure that my book, Blessings from Bigfoot, is finished and published. We got to have that on sale up there at Cherokee, Blessings from Bigfoot, about some of the great stories where Bigfoot has saved people's lives and things. And Robin McCray is my co-author. We got a lot of great stories. It's going to be just a blast. I got to make sure that one gets done. So even if I have to burn some candle at both ends, that's exactly what I'm going to do. So it sounds like we all have a good summer plan, and we got some aspirations that we would like to get done. And so why don't we do some plugs, because it's about that time. As Papa Strode tells us, it's time to go around the room and do some plugs. So we'll go with Dave, Todd, and Papa Strode, and then I'll close her up. So Dave, what you got to plug?
Well, mine's kind of like a one way, going one direction, one the other direction plug. First off, this weekend we celebrated 6 months where Sadie, our rescue lab, has been in the Atwell family and everything. And first go around for me with any type of rescue pet. And, you know, it was when Dale brought her home, you could actually see the hip bones protruding. Her back looked like Godzilla's back. You can actually, you know, see her vertebrae through her skin and everything. She was real skittish, wouldn't eat. Was scared to go outside. And I remember when Dale brought her home, I remember thinking to myself, I said, I might as well get the shovel out. And I hated like crazy thinking like that. But, little thing, she just wasn't coming along. And probably about after a week after we had her, something clicked. And the other day I posted two pictures on Facebook side by side, a pic from the day we brought her home to, you know, just this weekend, and the amazing turnaround that dog has done, and the amount of reward that I have in my heart, and so does my family, for bringing this dog into the home. And she looks like a million bucks. She has really grown attached to me, which is cool. And like I said, you know, I'm not going to tell anybody who's ever paid $400 or $500 for a dog that you're wrong. You know, that is your bag. If that's how you feel you want to do it, knock it on out. But I'm going to tell you, there are tons of dogs and cats and everything else out there that need some love. So I am a success story in the rescue thing. Very proud of it. So happy anniversary to our little Sadie. And we partied out and had some doggy ice cream. I didn't have doggy ice cream, of course. I had the regular stuff. But her and big sis Misty had...
Sure, you didn't.
Yeah, it looked pretty good. It was peanut butter flavored, which had my curiosity up, but I didn't want, you know, didn't want to take away from them, of course.
You tasted it, be honest.
And they come in those little tubs like we used to get at the school lunches, you know, with a little wooden spoon and everything. It's so cool.
Yeah.
I mean, it's
please
there.
Notice,
it's attractive.
You did not say you did not taste it, people.
Yeah, I tried my level best not to sneak one out about 2 in the morning. But, yeah, they partied down and enjoyed it. And, like I said, it's a very rewarding thing. I am happy we did it. I often feel guilty about my concern right to start with because she has. She's really turned the corner. She's doing fantastic. She's brought a lot of love to this house. But on the opposite end, my best buddy Kevin, who I was speaking about earlier, he has a red, white, and blue pits. And I know pit bulls have that cloud over their head. I'm going to tell you, his three dogs are some of the best behaved dogs I've ever seen. And they're good guys. And like I said, they're red, white, and blue. And you can't go wrong with that, you know. Unfortunately, Gus, the white one this week, has been in pretty bad shape. And there's a possibility that, you know, he's not going to make it through the week. So, you know, thoughts go out to Kevin and his wife, Diane, over that.
Yeah.
But I'm going to tell you, and I'm not going to exclude cats. I know there's people out there right now going, geez, what a jerk. He doesn't say anything about cats. Dogs have something about them. And dogs are amazing.
It's okay.
So,
it's okay to be either a dog person or a cat person, David. It's really okay.
Even though I'm not a cat person. but... Yeah, my heart goes out to those guys and everything. And, you know, most dogs last, you know, in the ballpark of 10 to 15 years. And that's a short amount of time. So, you know, I see Stro posting all the time how he's got his dog. Yeah, he's got Sparky with him. They're watching TV. Every day do it, man, because the dogs dig it more than you can imagine. So, yeah, big thing to my doggies. Big prayer to Kevin's dogs and everything. But, you know, keep the pets in mind. Keep them watered and everything this summertime. And give them plenty of love, man, because they will never not give it back to you. They're, no matter how much of a jerk you are, I'm sure Charles Manson's dogs love to see him come home at night, despite the animal that he was. So, yeah, take care of your doggies. And like I said, amen to the pets, because you know, people out there talking about this is my emotional support dog. Hey, every dog is an emotional support dog. You know what I mean? So that's my two cents.
Yeah, man. And just for the record, if maybe one of the single best tangents we ever had on the show, because the way our girl Liz, Papa Stro, and I piled on to that, talking about with our histories with the rescues and stuff, it was such a real conversation, much like the one you just had. So, Dave, big props. Kevin, big love. We know it might be just a dog or just a cat, but, man, that don't mean they ain't got a huge place in our heart and they don't leave a huge void when we lose them.
Yeah.
Yeah, so the rescue's huge stuff. Huge stuff. And we are happy because, yeah, I saw that picture. And, yeah, she's the way she's turned into a couch hog.
Yeah. She's something else. I tell you what, there's nowhere to sit in this house when you got a 50-pound lab and a 150-pound English Mastiff chilling, because they one will take up the love seat, the other one will take up the couch, and whatever you do, if you do get a seat, do not get up, because the minute you get up and get back, your seat's already taken. So, you know, tomorrow will be, and I know it sounds ridiculous me saying it, but tomorrow will actually be 13 years since I lost my lab. And she was 15 when she passed on. And I still, to this day, I still miss that dog. And it's been 13 freaking years she's been gone. And that's the thing. It's they just seem to have an attachment and unconditional love towards you that you damn sure won't get out of any human being you run up on. And so take them in, treat them better than you do your family, because they think the world of you. No matter how much of a dirtbag you are or how good of a person you are still amazing to them. So you got to be amazing back. So, yeah, that's, like I said, that's my emotional two cents for the week.
All righty, Dave. And Todd, what is your plug tonight? Todd? Do we have you, Todd?
Uh-oh. Let me run in and see if he's trying to call back.
He might have missed.
Hang on, I'm going to look. And, yeah, he's coming back. Right. There.
He's worked at Todd. Todd,
you
want to?
Yeah, I'm back, guys. Sorry, the call dropped. I'm sitting here, I hear the beep, and I look, my battery's 80%, so I'm like, what the hell?
So what have you got to plug this week, Todd?
Okay. The funny thing is, I was Dave kind of brought that in, and my talk earlier about the stuff I wanted to do this summer is my plug was family, because you all know I miss actually being with mine, something fierce. And because it's all kind of the part that keeps the show real, because nothing about what we talked about tonight wasn't real. We know Papa Stroh saying sleep. You ever look at his schedule, you know that dude, seriously, there's times I'm like, seriously, how the hell are you pulling this stuff off? Gadzooks, the hours people put in at work, things like that. So it's about family. I miss my core family, something fierce. I hate not being with them. I miss my Comic-Con family, something fierce. I get these phone calls every week. They relieve the not being there. You guys always make me, you know, you guys are here with me every week, and I'm beyond grateful for that. But it's family, and we talked about that, and even our pets. The look, my neighbor that moved away, when she was here, she was working nights before she left, and I would watch her cats in the night. She'd bring her cat over before she'd go to work. I'd have the cat all night. You know, she'd been gone a couple weeks. You know, in the morning, I'd get out of the shower, I open the door, I still look for the cat waiting at the door, like, hello, I'm here, pet me, that kind of thing. family is a bunch of different things. Family is a ton of different things. We've got our work families, we've got our you know, the blood marriage legal families. We've got our, God Almighty, I've got my Marine Corps families. And for sure here, I got my con families. I guess I probably technically I should use the phrase Comic-Con. That's where it all started before we had the kibosh put on that. The pop culture family. So it's all about family and all the oddities that they are. It's huge about the families. So I'm always honored, blessed, and, you know, I don't know that I on the quality side that I deserve to be here, but I am honored and blessed, and I am just grateful to be here. So thanks, guys. Love you all. Seriously. No kidding me.
Glad to have you, Todd, for sure. That's a great plug, and we appreciate it very much. Papa Stroh, what have you got to plug? You always have great things to plug.
Duff Series Season 3 is currently playing. You can check it out on their Facebook and YouTube. Facebook.com/Duff Series, D-U-S-K Series, and YouTube. YouTube.com/C/Duff Series. You can be sure to check out the Supernatural Assassins short that just got released. You can go to their website at SupernaturalAssassins.com to view it, or go to YouTube and their YouTube channel, just look for Supernatural stuff. Be looking out for any upcoming music video. I'll be in along with Renee Phoenix for the band Something Clever's new single called Get It Out. And for all the ladies from TV, wrestling, film, and merchandise, go to my official website at stro.com, T-H-E-S-T-R-O.com. Click on the merchandise link. Check out all the cool Papa Stroh merchandise. On Facebook, Stroh the Maestro, Twitter at Simon Stroh, Instagram at Stroh Maestro, and on YouTube at Stroh Maestro. And thank you all for having me here, as always.
Absolutely. Now, tomorrow night, what do we have at 9 p.m.?
Oh, yeah, WCW Retro, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on VOCNation.com. I have a special guest tomorrow night. Tomorrow night's special guest will be IHW owner and official referee Sandra Taylor from the Maritimes in Nova Scotia, Canada.
Looking forward to having her on the guest.
Wow, that'll be great. I look forward to that.
Cool.
Absolutely. Well, thanks, Pop Stroh. We'll be with you tomorrow night, 9 p.m. WCW Retro. And I'll plug 11 p.m. Sherry Cass, the special guest, Robin Maffei, and Janice Carter. Talking about my favorite boy, Bigfoot. So it's going to be a blast. So on behalf of everybody, we thank you for listening to Pop Culture Stars. Thanks to Brady Hicks and VOC Nation. And we'll see you back next week, 9 p.m. Wednesday night on the one, the only Pop Culture Stars. Good night.
Big hugs, people.
Good night, everybody.
Thanks, Drew.
Later.
See you next. I'm controlling the board, so the nifty thing about controlling the boards is you got to cue the English lady. So now I'm back inside, and I'm cueing the English lady. So I thought she just kind of broke in, but I found out that you actually have to, like, tell her when to talk. So this is pretty nifty stuff.
Bring out the English lady, Dave.
Yeah, she's with me right now, so now's the time I have to tell her to go ahead.
Oh, how's Dale digging that?
I don't think she knows.
Have a good one.
Just don't tell her
all
it's
right,
a 1-900 number.
Yeah, and she sounds like she's about 80, so that's pretty much out of my ballpark, unless you're Linda Carter. But anyhow, gentlemen, I'm going to sign off. Safe travels, much love, and we'll see you guys soon.
Later, Gators.
Take care, crew. Again, big hugs. Thank you all. Come on, English Lake.